Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you things I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a joke, a story, maybe a recording I've made. And I call those oddball things wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. I've got one clear wombat tonight, and the rest is reasonably straightforward. The first song is, strange enough, it might be a wombat, but it is a classic. This is Poe Lazarus by the Fairfield Four. In 2000, a movie was made called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which had some great music in it. And a few years later, they got together most of the musicians and had a concert and made an album called Down from the Mountain. And this song was on that album. It's called Poe Lazarus, and the group singing it is the Fairfield Four. Lazarus by the Fairfield Four. Next song is 19 Miles to Baghdad by Lizzie West and the White Buffalo. I'm sure it's about the whole Afghanistan-Iraq Baghdad War, you know, all the things over there, but I don't understand it. But it just has a heavy feel to it. It feels like there's a message hidden in there. And for all those people who are experiencing that directly, and those who've come back, it's our Vietnam. I guess that's one way of putting it, for the last 20 years. And this song catches the flavor of it. That was 19 Miles to Baghdad by Lisa West in Buffalo. Next is The Cruel War by Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is another classic, one of the sadder songs about protesting war. It could be any war. It could be now. But this one was written back, well, way back, but it was sung even before Vietnam. It's about all wars. Here's The Cruel War by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
You must
That was The Cruel War by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Next up is Deo, the Banana Boat song by Harry Belafonte. This was first released in 1956, became a big hit in 1957. It really began Harry Belafonte's career. It's a calypso song. I think it also kind of introduced calypso music to the U.S. And it's a great song. I've always enjoyed it. A lot of zest and rhythm and interesting stuff. And also, Harry Belafonte's voice, you can really hear what he can do. I wanted to be a student of his. I looked into the possibility in New York. His voice was in my range, and I liked his songs. So I began to check out and found out that at that point in his career, he was only taking on African-American students. He was very committed to their cause. So there was no chance for me. Not that I would have ever fit in very well anyway, but that's how ambitious I was and how much I liked his songs. So this is Deo, and I suggest you listen closely to it, try and understand as much as you can, because the next song is related to it. And the better you understand this song, the more you'll be able to get from the next song. I don't want to give the next song away. No spoilers here. But this is Deo by Harry Belafonte from 1956.
Deo! Deo! Delight God. Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-de-o.
Daylight come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Daylight
come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Deo, Deo,
daylight come and me want go home. Daylight come and me want go.
That was Deo by Harry Belafonte. And next up is a parody of that song, Deo by Stan Freberg. You know, we have YouTube today, and you can go and see parodies or make fun or find interesting little clips. Back in the days when there was no YouTube or internet or anything, in order for something to make fun of something, they had to publish it. So Stan Freberg was a comedian who put out, he'd find a popular song and then make a kind of a joke version of it. And this is one of them. And it had a lot of humor in it. It was well done. Makes you realize how much radio can kind of take you into a space and make you feel like you're seeing things happening. So here it is. This is one of the classics of Stan Freberg's work. This is the Banana Boat Deo song as done by Stan Freeberg.
Deo, Deo, daylight come and me won't go home.
Man, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
man. Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
When I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well,
like.
I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay.
Yeah!
It's too loud, man.
Yeah.
That's better.
He's a day, daylight come and me won't go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Lift 6 foot,
hold
7
it, man.
Foot, 8
hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot,
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it,
foot,
hold it, man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole
piercing
record, is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is like bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man.
No.
Like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah. Well, then back off from me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this?
Too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home.
A beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight
come. Oh man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. Seagulls.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
That was Stan Freeberg doing his interpretation of Harry Belafonte's Deo. I guess that's a wombat. And now we're moving on to something more traditional. This is John Hartford playing Blackberry Blossom. I love fiddle music anyway, and I play fiddle. I've learned to play this tune a little bit, but I consider this sort of a classic of fiddle songs. Something that happens in music to me, Bach does it to me and other things, it allows me to completely focus and concentrate on the thread of whatever's happening. And this is one of those songs that holds my attention. I don't know why it does, but it does. So this is one of my favorite fiddle pieces. This is Blackberry Blossom by John Hartford.
the mouth of a hollering head. Said Garfield, what's that tune? Garfield chewing a chew-a-chew tobacco, spit right down in the blackberry bush. Said by God, well, we'll just call her Blackberry Blossom. And I guess they did. Strings and a white bone keys, and I held the fiddle against his chest. Well, I carried the rage of a blind man's soul as he rocked the fiddle and he pulled the bow.
Blackberry Blossom by John Hartford. Next up is country music, Third Rate Romance by the amazing Rhythm Aces. I often play songs about falling in love and falling out of love and broken hearts and leavers and leavees, and quite often a song will tell you about the beginning. There's one later on where A Stranger in Paradise, the majestic, wonderful feeling when you get into infatuation, romance, love. But what about the times when you get into a relationship that's just not really very important, kind of tacky, trashy, really bottom surfing, I guess you'd call it. Anyway, that's what this is about. It's about a less meaningful kind of interaction, and it catches it very well. Third Rate Romance.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. Talk was small and they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, you don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do.
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
He said, tell you that I love you if you want me to.
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
Car and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the key.
She said, give it to me, and I'll unlock the door. She kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
And he said, yes, I have, but only a time or two.
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
Wow. That is definitely the bottom of the game. This one's a classier song, although it's a sad song. Before they close the minstrel show, and a lot of things end. Jobs end, marriages end, lives end. In this case, the minstrel show is ending. The time of minstrel shows apparently has passed, and this is one of the last. And this is a man or a woman singing about the end of it. The performer is Lisa Schneckenberger, who I've heard perform a few times, a wonderful performer. I must say, the name Schneckenberger, I wonder if her career might be better if she had a more pronounceable name. But I've been on several weekends where Lisa Schneckenberger was one of the paid performers and just love her music. She is primarily a fiddler, just an absolute virtuoso. And it's interesting, on this song, you don't hear a fiddle, at least not played with a bow. I believe the instrument you hear through most of the song is her plucking the fiddle, like you might pluck a mandolin or a banjo, and that's that different kind of song. And then near the end of the piece, there's an instrument, I don't know what it is, it might be a synthesizer or something. It's definitely a strong voice in the music. Anyway, listen to hear what sort of instruments are used in this tune. The talent comes through anyway. So here is Before They Close the Minstrel Show.
Posters peeling underneath last summer's morning glory vine. An old white hat, a stubbed cigar, an empty bottle of wine. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow sad song for this one last whole time before they close the minstrel show. Money and the crowd ran out before we hit the last town. And this old show has played its run and run the curtain down. Lay me down, Carolina. Banjo's got a broken string. Don't expect I'll get to fix it now. There won't be no more time to sing. I'm rusty anyhow. Lay me down, Carolina. Lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in
Before They Close, The Minstrel Show by Lisa Schneckenberger. It's time to stop and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a joke, a story, a recording, and I call those things wombats. And tonight, the Stan Freberg piece was my wombat. You can also pick us up on the web at wehcfm.com. That's Emory Henry College, EHC, wehcfm.com, so you can get us anywhere in the world. And now it's time to go on with the show. And the next song up is The Brandy Tree. This is by Gordon Bach, a musician from the Maine, New England area, although he's nationally known in the folks music world. And he wrote this song. It's about an otter. And I love this song. I sang it. It's poetry. It's got a mystical kind of feel to it. This particular recording is one I just found recently. The man has a very deep voice, Adam Miller. But listen closely to the words. It's poetry to me. And maybe it'll reach you and pluck some of the strings in you it plucks in me. This is The Brandy Tree by Adam Miller.
I go down to the brandy tree. I take my nose and my tail with me, all for the world and the wind to see, and never come back no more. Down in the meadow marsh deep and wide, I tumble the tangle by my side, all for the western wind to run and glide in the summer rain. Sun on the hill, come go with me. Wind, come walk beside me. Moon on the mountain, go with me. A wondrous way I know. I go down to the windy sea. Little gray seal, would you play with me? Climb on the rocks and dive in the bay, and sleep on a ledge at night. But the seal don't try to tell me how to fish in the windy blue. The seal's been fishing for a thousand years, and he knows that I have too. When the frog goes down in the mud to sleep, and the lampreys hide in the boulders deep. I take my nose and my tail and go 100,000 hills. Someday down by the brandy tree, I'll hear the shepherd call for me, call me to leave my happy ways and the shining world I know. Sun on the hill, come go with me, my days have all been free. The pipes come laughing down the wind, and that's the way I go. That's the way for me.
That was The Brandy Tree by Adam Miller. Next comes another classic from the past. This is Every Day by Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly has a very simple way of singing and playing, and just the fact that I like his music is all I know, but apparently he had a tremendously strong influence on many British rock musicians, the Beatles and the Byrds and people back in that era. Buddy Holly's music preceded them, and often they refer to him as one of the influence on them, on their music, which would be strange to me because I just think of him as a kind of everyday singer, a popular American person who sang well. This is Every Day by Buddy Holly.
Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's a getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her, love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Every Day by Buddy Holly. Well, I mentioned earlier Third Rate Romance is kind of a bottom-feeding song. And there's another side. I mentioned this song, Stranger in Paradise. Stranger in Paradise is captures kind of, I guess, what we call transformation. What happens when your life changes radically and all of a sudden you realize that things are different and wonderful and you can hardly express it? I think that's what happens when people fall in love, or maybe sometimes when you land in a new country and it just seems glorious, or maybe when you start in a new job or a new community and everything seems to click and there's no words to express it. So this song sort of throws a lot of words out there and some tunes and creates a mood. And I think it's a great mood, a place I'd like to visit as often as I can. So here's a little flavor of it. Stranger in Paradise by Tony Bennett.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare, somewhere in space I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
Stranger in Paradise by Tony Bennett. The next song is For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. It's also known as Stop, Hey, What's That Sound? It's a protest song that came out during the Vietnam War. It was not written to protest the Vietnam War, but it was protesting just other things. And when you're protesting, that feeling of outrage and being taken advantage of and saying that's not fair comes through clearly. And so I think this song is protesting the Vietnam War because that was the mood that a lot of people were in, especially rock musicians. So here we go with Stop, Hey, What's That Sound?
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going, we better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going, we better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going, we better stop. Children, what's that sound?
That was For What It's Worth, also known as Stop, Hey, What's That Sound by Buffalo Springfield. The next song is Orinoco Flow by the Celtic Women. Some songs have a more mystical sound than others, and also I associate the deep jungle, the Amazon, the Orinoco, as having a more mysterious feel. I think this song catches that. Orinoco Flow. That was Orinoco Flow by Celtic Women. And the last song for the night's a strange little thing called Yup by David Rawlings.
Well, the devil come up to him one day, said, one of your family I'm gonna take away. Yep, yep. Well, please don't take my eldest son, his work on the farm has got to be done. Yep, not your eldest son I crave, it's your scolding wife I'm gonna take her away. Yep, yep. Now the old man jumped up with a start, saying you can take her with all of my heart. Yep, devil picked her up upon his back. He looked like an eagle stretched on the rack. Yep, yep. And he carried her on about a mile down the road, saying, old woman, you're a hell of a load. Yep, yep. And he carried her down to the gates of hell, saying, poke up the fire, we'll scorch her well. Yep, yep. There were two little devils with a ball and chain, up with her foot she kicked out their brains. Yep, devils were climbing up the wall, saying, take her back, daddy, she'll murder us all. Yep, yep. Up the next morning, I peeked out of the crack. I seen the old devil just dragging her bag. Yep, yep. Saying, here's your wife, both sound and wet. If I'd kept her there longer, she'd have torn up hell. Yep, yep. Well, it only goes to show what a woman can do. She can whoop up the devil and her husband too. Yep, yep. Shows the one advantage women have over men. They can go down to hell and come back again. Yep, yep. Yep.
Yep, by David Rawlings. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. I bring you this show Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7. And now it's time to ask you to join me, which I do each week, in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.